Women, what's one of the things that you are most concerned about as you get a little bit older? You are going to go to your doctor, and he or she is going to say, I'm concerned about osteoporosis. Let's take some calcium supplementation. You and I should never be concerned about abating symptoms for the sake of just getting rid of the symptoms. We want to understand, why is my body leaching calcium? And how many of you have ever gone to your physician and he or she has said, you know what? I'm concerned about toxicity. I'd like to know a little bit about your diet. I'd like to know a little bit about your lifestyle, and I'll tell you why. You are losing so much calcium. One of the dots that I can connect in my mind is this. Your kidneys are stressed because your bowel is stressed, because your liver is stressed, because you are exposed to so much toxicity. And when we have toxins in our body, it forms acid in our body. And when we have acid in our blood, it comes out of the blood for one main reason. If it remains, you will die. And your body neutralizes that acid in two different ways. One, puts it into tissues. And now I have what in my tissues? Chronic inflamed tissues again. And the other way that it does it is I leach minerals from your body, in particular calcium, because I can deal with not walking. I can't deal with acid in my blood. And so I will pull calcium out of your bones and I will neutralize the blood acids. And how many of you have ever had that conversation with your physician? And yet you know, you just learned that that is a significant sign for chronic stress and toxicity of the kidneys. But they aren't isolated. I want you to think of these things in succession. It goes to one, to the other, to the other, to the other. Skin, always organ of last choice. If all the other things are toxified, I'm going to go to the skin. And I can't tell you how many people have already come to me. I get a rash, or I have a rash, or I have a blemish, or I'm getting these spots. Think toxicity. Could be other things too, but primarily I want you to think toxicity. And specifically, I want you to think about sweat glands and oil ducts. And here's a good indication as to which systems are compromised or more toxic or that you need to be supportive of. Water-soluble toxins are eliminated through sweat glands. People who sweat profusely, I want you to think about kidney stress. People who have excessively oily skin or a lot of blemishes in their skin, acne and other things, I want you to think about toxicity associated with fat-soluble toxins and our inability to eliminate them through the bowel. That's the two venues that they were going to choose to do with the skin, just as an indication for you. Here's a great summary slide of everything we just talked about. Toxins come from one of two places, either the external environment, in which case they're going to end up in the blood, either because of something that's absorbed through the skin, or we've eaten something, it ends in the blood, or the internal environment itself, metabolic byproducts that we talked about from the cells, removed through the lymphatic system. In either case, they are going to go to the liver, and we are going to eliminate them through phase one and phase two. Phase one is I'm going to take fat soluble, try to convert it into water soluble, so I can send it to the kidney, to the bladder, to be eliminated. I have some toxins for whatever reason, just their constitution, just their makeup, I can't eliminate them, and they remain fat soluble. Maybe I don't have the metabolism that I need because I don't have the vitamins and minerals to drive those processes. This is not in my book. There's an option for you to get this. If you want to send an email to training@youngliving.com, we will try to provide a way for you to get this. Now, it's my understanding that they came in this morning, they took my PowerPoint, and I think they took that with the intention of making that available for everybody. And for this, that's perfectly fine with me. And so you, I think, will have the opportunity of getting that in a presentation form. Training@youngliving.com. Fat soluble to the intestine for elimination. If either of those are compromised, it comes to the skin, fat soluble, you know, goes to the oil ducts, water soluble, you know they're going to sweat profusely. Cleansing types. How have we cleansed in the past? There's both nutritional cleansing and then there's identification or target-specific cleansing. They both have their advantages. They're both a detoxification process. But when we start talking about target-specific cleansing, these are things like the master cleanse. They can be very aggressive and they can be very taxing on the body. And there is a time and a place for that, which we probably won't get into today. But think about specific issues. Think about target-specific cleansing. The difficulty with it is something called Herxheimer's reaction. you are probably going to get a lot worse before you get any better. And here's why Herxheimer's reactions occurs, at least one of the reasons. Cleansing, by its very nature, I am eliminating toxins from the body. In those types of cleanses, generally, I'm not offering nutritional support that allows the cleansing pathways to be activated sufficiently. And so all I'm doing is relocating my toxicity. And as those toxins have the opportunity to circulate within your body, you become ill and have a toxic event that occurs in your body to varying degrees. Some people get extremely ill, some people not very, but it does occur. Nutritional cleansing is different because it offers that core support, that daily nutrition.